welcome everybody, and as we are going through 1 John chapter, 1 John scripture by scripture, we are on chapter 3, and last week we studied on up to verse 4. We saw very clearly what is lawlessness was. Breaking the law of God. And how we saw that the moral law of God still continues. And we saw how Jesus in the book of Matthew, how he exposed the moral law of God. And the moral law has to do with our heart. Before we do the action, God sees the heart. And with that, how we have broken the moral law of God. And by seeing that, we know that we are sinners. So the lawlessness is, sin is lawlessness. So we are today coming to verse 5, when it says here, and you know that he was manifested to take our sins, and in him there is no sin. What I want to do is I want to kind of lay a foundation here. This is going to be a more like a two-part series, and see from a different perspective the redemption. And here it says that Jesus was manifested. It's, you know, he was manifested. What do you mean by manifested? That he was brought into the world, so that people can see him. He was manifested, so people can see him. Okay? Now, he was manifested to take our sins. Now remember, there's a deep, deep problem here. There's a big problem. The problem is sin. When I say the problem is sin, God is infinitely holy. Man is unholy. And if you are dwelling, if you are living in your sins, you will not go to heaven. That's what it basically says, the Bible. There are two roads. One is to heaven, the other one is to hell. And I remember when we went witnessing one day, one of the questions we asked, I forgot his name, we asked him, do you think that when you die, you will go to heaven? And he said, well, I hope so. Then I told him, it's not like, are you hungry? Are you going to a restaurant? Probably I will. I may so. It's not like that. And heaven is for eternity and hell is for eternity. And you have to make sure where you're going. He's not saying, I hope so. This is a major decision. If I ask you, are you going to work tomorrow? You cannot say, I hope so. It's a major decision. Either you are going or you're not. And that's what we are talking here. Sin is a deep problem. It's a problem that if you have violated the law of God's sin, the punishment is, well, hell. Because God is not going to tolerate us in our sin. Why? Because God is infinitely holy. When God is infinitely holy, a holy God will not compromise with sin. If God